Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, all our Business Radio X friends out there. This is Pat Hurston from LeaderCast, and I am so excited today. We have the CEO of LeaderCast, Miss Angela Robb, with us today. How are you, Angela?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, we are so glad that you came to be with us today, because I know you got a lot of great things going on. There's a lot of action, excitement around the office. So tell us, first of all, tell us a little bit about what you do, what LeaderCast does, and then the big event.
I will. It is so exciting, and we have a crazy week ahead of us. We just had our pre-conference call, but LeaderCast is an 18-year-old organization founded by John Maxwell. And so we host the world's largest one-day leadership event. That is our flagship event in May. And 3 years ago, we are so excited. We launched LeaderCast Women.
Wow.
Which will always be our flagship fall event. And this event will be next week on Friday, October 18th at the Cobb Performing Arts Center. And we are just so excited for this opportunity. We're going to have close to 2,000 women and an amazing cast of speakers that day. So we are on fire. As you know, Pat, you're part of our team, but our mission is to fill the world with leaders worth following. And in this day and age, we just need people to set themselves apart, to really be focused on being that positive
Absolutely.
Leader.
Absolutely. Yeah. So now what we know, we've been working in the office around the theme.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the theme is Take Courage. How did that come about?
We really work hard at LeaderCast too with our core values. And so we're always trying to make sure that we have themes that are aligned to that. But we also go out and ask our audience, right? The attendees that come to the event, our corporate partners, what are they hearing? What's really trending right now? And so we need people to be courageous. And so our team came up with this, and our cast of speakers all just have incredible stories of being courageous, whether they were the first within their particular, like Kate Delaney, as far as a female sportscaster who will be on our stage. But it was setting yourself apart and really putting back the fear or overcoming the fears that you have. And so we really feel really strongly there were some research that we looked at as well for women in particular. At what point do little girls become fearful? And so we have an opener that people will not want to miss. We have spent a lot of time on that. We have a local school that will be representing, and it will be impactful and powerful, and it's important.
Super. And I understand that you're also doing something else with engaging men.
We are. We have Jeff Holter, who is an incredible gender strategist. I know you and I are both friends with Jeff. And we have a private, we've asked men in the business community, because LeaderCast Women, we found that with that naming convention, It's an inclusive event, Pat, and you and I have had a lot of conversations about this, because we want to ensure that people know, wait a second, we want all these executive sponsors, we want men to come to it. The only reason that we called it women initially is because of our cast of speakers is all women.
Yeah.
And so with Jeff being there in the morning, it's kicking off, it's really talking about how can men step forward and really become an ally. And if you know Jeff's story, it's about, you know, his daughter and when he was at Procter & Gamble and seeing, wait a minute, we're at a table designing things for women, our female buyers, and we have all men at the table. And so that was the inception of his passion for that. So we're excited to kick it off.
Yeah, because he talks about going from being just aware to being an ally, to being an advocate. I just think that is great that we, and the whole event is all inclusive. We'll let you talk a little bit about the cast of all the people who are going to become, because you've got women who are just off the chain. Everybody's going to enjoy them.
It's lights out. I honestly, our team with Angie Aarons, our VP of Operations, Kevin Lee, they've put together just an incredible cast.
Yeah.
And our entire team has breathed it into this. But what they've done is just, it sets us apart. And we've heard from so many of our clients that have, we have some clients, Pat, that have grown 10x because once they saw the speaker cast, they wanted their entire multinational organization to be watching the content.
I am loving that. Now, you know, in your career, and you've had a wonderful career, I know some of the organizations that you have worked for, and I'm just so proud of you. Even when you aren't here, I talk about how much of a great leader you are.
Pat, thanks.
Tell me about a time when you had to step up and be courageous. How does this take courage resonate with you and your career?
Thank you, because coming from you, you're one of the women that, you know, I always talk about that I look up to. And in the time that we've known each other, you set yourself apart, which I will ask you that question in a moment. But I think, you know, I look back on my career and I look back at my life and you know, I recently had one of my best friends since I've been 13 say, you know, I don't think you have any fear. And I said, really? And she goes, no, I don't think you do. And there were certainly moments, right? As a single parent, I know you were a single mom for a while as well. That can be daunting and you just move forward. And even in my career, I've had junctures where I've gone through a reduction in force and actually thought I was walking in to be promoted. And the time when we were in the second worst depression here, right? And so going through those things is just picking it up and moving forward. I look back on my career now, and you know, I've described myself as a professional mutt of such because people will look at my resume and think, your verticals you've been in, it's odd. Mm-hmm. But now I look back and I think it's all been part of the plan.
Right.
Right.
To prepare you.
Yeah. And for me is those courageous moments to say, I don't care what other people think. And that was tough. There's a woman in the business community, I always joke, but she would say, I'm sorry, where are you at now? And I would get in my car like, I'm a loser. I'm horrible. But it was really, where do I think I make these decisions? And now I look back on my career and rock on. I mean, yeah. I'm so pleased with what I put together because it's prepared me for this exact moment. And you know, Pat, as part of our team, we're going through transition at LeaderCast.
It is good transition,
but change is hard.
Yeah.
And so I believe that going through personal transformation in times that were felt difficult have boded me well to lead the team in that time and just continue to reassure them we will make this through together if we just stay focused.
Yeah, yeah. When I think about being courageous in my career, and certainly my career was a little before yours, in the late 70s and 80s when I was coming through corporate, it's very different now. But when I think about it, I don't know that I consciously knew I was being courageous. I know that I was really seeking to do the right thing, to do what is right by people.
Right.
And one example of that, one very brief story is, you know how it's time for everybody to get bonuses and you mm-hmm. all the execs get in the room. First of all, I was just happy as a woman to be at the table. And so you get in and you got to split up the pot. And I remember hearing how they would talk about and make decisions about men. And then they would talk about women and they would be pretty much the same, but they were giving men more. And I remember probably one of my first times at the table saying, wait a minute, we just talked about John, but now we're going to talk about Cindy and tell me what's different. And at the time, I didn't think of it, oh, I'm going to intentionally be courageous here. But I knew it wasn't right. And so I had the courage. I was brave enough to ask the question. That changed that whole conversation. Now, sometimes you can do that, and it goes very well. Other times you do that, and I have had repercussions where people get not so nice to you because right. you stuck up. But because every day, and I would say this all the time, I've got to get up every morning, look at myself in the mirror, and I want to make sure that when I do that, that I have done right by people and I have done the right thing. And that I have been sometimes the lone voice when others didn't have the courage. I did, because I'm seeking the truth. I wanted to make sure that it was true. And at the end of the day, I'm looking for respect. And that's what I got in the business community, because I was willing to say what was the right thing to do. It's not always easy. Tell me how do you deal with that?
It's really interesting. I mean, you're making me go back to a time in my career where there was a decision about, essentially the leadership team was voting on a portfolio of properties that we were considering managing, and it was my account. So I was going to make a commission on it as well as the company with those fees. And the ops team is like, this is not something that we want. It's too difficult, blah, blah, blah. We go into the leadership team meeting. I'm like, okay, am I hearing you say that this is not great return on investment, right? We're going to spend more time on it. Yes. So we do a vote. Our boss shows up and everybody, he's like, I think we should do it. And everybody fell into line and said they voted yes. And I still said no. And that was a moment in my career where, you know, everybody's asked to leave the room and then it's me in there and it's like, but this is your account. Like, I don't get it. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I thought I was representing the team.
Right.
But the team was like, it's kind of like, follow me. And no one was there. And so I think that for us and as women in particular, you talk about, you know, Pat, you led before me just a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't even know your age. You're right. Beautiful, but you led before. And I look at that because I was one of those women that as they were trying to bump pay up, to become equal, I was one of those first at 27 to get an increase like that mm-hmm. at a public institution.
Yeah.
So for everybody to know that, it was like, okay, now we're starting to write the salaries. It was tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a lot of feedback that was not pleasant because to be one of those first. So as you were asking those questions and people started really working on that with their compensation plans. So, and certainly you did the hard work, but I just look at those junctures and I think you are so spot on with doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Those decisions in our gut knows. I believe that.
Right. You know, it is all, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I do a lot of the work that I do is because it really is about how do we help each other? How do we do the things that are right? And when I think about that and LeaderCast and Take Courage, how do you help other young women or just people that you mentor that they need to take some courage? Because today, that's something that hasn't gone out of style. People have to take courage. And because we are so programmed to do the right thing, we're caring about, not necessarily the right thing, but doing what everybody else is saying and falling in the line, as you said earlier. But how do you talk to your team and to others about what does courage look like and not to be afraid of that?
It's a great question. I believe that just in transparency of who we are is to talk about the moments where you doubt yourself or when things are difficult provides motivation for people to be courageous because for all of us, we make decisions that you just don't know. Is it the right thing? You try to mitigate the loss or the risk, but you have to be courageous in some of those decisions. And I think with our team, we talk about, and you've been in our staff meetings, I'm a visual learner, but I talk about we stand in a circle and our arms are clenched together and we walk forward together. And if someone falls down, we slow down to pick them up. And so to be courageous is to be so willing to be vulnerable.
Yes.
Right. And talk about, here's how I'm feeling right now. And I got an email this week from one of our team members, and she was so open about the comment was profound. And she sent it to Angie and I, our VP of operations. But it was, shouldn't we be using our content to develop us as leaders? And we have developmental meetings, we have staff meetings, we have Evolve and things like that. But how deep do we need to go in this process? And she was so courageous. Mm-hmm. But the thing that made me very proud of that is that she feels she works in an environment that she's empowered to speak.
That's right.
Right. And that for me was the greatest thing. So I think for us to provide homes is the most important thing, but also workplace environments where it is open. Because if people can be transparent and not fear and they're inclusive, then we can be more courageous because you are not concerned about, you know, what's going to happen? What are the repercussions?
So when we think about these 2,000 women, and I have, you know, I've been at a couple of your, you've had several of them of the LeaderCast event, as and this year having been a part of the LeaderCast staff, it is just so awesome. And Angie does an incredible job. I don't know how she does all that she does because she puts 1,000% of herself in it.
She's amazing.
But I will, the one thing I want our audience to hear is what can they expect when they get there? Who are some of the people they're going to see? And what do you think they're going to walk away with?
I think that people are going to walk away being inspired, but with this rock star lineup, and I'm just going to quickly highlight all of the amazing women that will be on our stage live at Cobb Energy next Friday, starting at 8:30 in the morning. We have DeShauna Barber, who is the first Miss USA to serve, who also served in the Army Reserve.
Talking about courageous. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. We have Francesca Gino, who is a Harvard researcher that will talk about how do you manage rebel talent and help elevate them, which is important, right? Because some generations get deemed rebel, rebellious in nature, but they're not. Yeah. I think they're just
how do you have that environment, as you said earlier, that allows them to, you know, speak what they want to say. Yeah,
that is exactly. And what you hear from millennials is we just want a transparent environment.
Right.
It's not, I don't believe it's being entitled.
Right.
When people kind of label that, I think that's not right, but that's my opinion. We have Glennon Doyle, who's just amazing. Her story of overcoming alcoholism and drug addiction and where her life's gone and living authentically has been the whole trick. And that's been a courageous move for her. I talked about Kate Delaney earlier, Kendra Scott.
Yes.
The entrepreneur starting that jewelry business in her home. Mm-hmm. And look at her now. We also have a fundraising opportunity where people can purchase the jewelry. There will be a give back.
Excellent.
As well on that. Laura Ling, her courageous story.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Being held in North Korea. I forget the exact time frame, but incredible.
Yeah.
And we're also honoring her with an amazing award.
Great.
We have Priya Parker, who is incredible. She's amazing on the art of gathering people together, being courageous with that. And then Susan Packard, our founder of HGTV.
Yeah.
So, HGTV. And we have Levy Aya, who just got married. Congratulations.
She did.
Oh, have you not seen all of her social media?
I got to see that. Yeah.
Her dress is gorgeous, but she is an incredible social media influencer who talks about bias and judgment. And she is a hot shot.
Yeah,
so.
She's I love her, her talk about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Really, really great line.
It's
amazing. So these women are going to tell their story, and in some cases they're the first done the path that they've gone down. And in all of them, they're going to talk about when they've had times to be courageous. So who are the kinds of people that are going to be there? Who's going to be there?
Great question. That's what I love about our audience. We have many teams from the Fortune 1000 that will be coming in, some global teams that are being flown in with some of their younger talent. And people from, as I just said, corporate America, but individuals, entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. We have moms that may be at home and just want to be inspired for the day. So across the board, you will see every kind of woman that will attend and men. So remember that this is we want this to be our the world. As you know, Pat, my passion is our stage to represent what the world looks like. And that's our audience. And so we are hoping that all people will come out, but it will be a lot of corporate people as
well. Yeah. When we had our LeaderCast event in May, I was so impressed with the people who drove from, you know, Indiana and other places to be there, as well as you have host sites. So our audience that listen to us today are from any number of places, and they have organizations that are outside of Atlanta. So you do have host sites. If people want to know how they can have a host site, how should they contact us?
They can go online to women.leadercast.com, and you can look at hosting the event. It's a great point. We will have about 200 host sites the day of the event that will watch it simulcast, so live. But it's important for people to know, and many of our corporate clients will on demand, so they'll rebroadcast it throughout the year. So it's incredible content. and even for different organizations, not for profits that are looking for different content as well, certainly can do that. But for those of you that are interested in attending this event live, we would love for you to go to, again, women.leadercast.com, and we have a friends discount code. So friends
great.
And family, and the promo code is friends. So we would love for you to use it. We would love to see you at the event. We have amazing sponsors who will be with us that day as well. And it's just going to be an incredibly impactful day with takeaways that you can use throughout the year. So we have speaker recaps after that people can follow up with and use that for their personal and professional development plan.
Excellent. Excellent. The energy in the room is going to be just fantastic with all those women. People are, the buzz already. I was at another event last week and women told me, we bought our tickets. We can't wait to be there. And so it's going to be a lot of people. Again, let's tell our audience, it's next Friday, October the 18th. At 8:30, mm-hmm. Cobb Energy Center.
Correct.
Be there, ladies and gentlemen. Just be there. We're going to have some young people there as well.
Absolutely.
It is going to be fantastic. Well, Angela, thank you for joining us today. I know that you have been incredibly busy. You have been traveling all over the place. And so we are just delighted that you were here today. And we thank everybody for the energy that is going to be in the room next week. So I want to see all of our Business Radio X audience at Cobb Energy Center next Friday, October 18th. And tell them again the code for the discount.
Friends at women.leadercast.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much.